David and Goliath. Philistines and Israelis were all a falling out. To live next to it they simply couldn't abide. So they got set for a battle. Every man were taking part. At Ella Valley, they were lined up all the side. Now, both lots had a very fair-sized army, and for sure there'd be a lot of them get maimed. Then one at Gaffer says, "Hey up, lads, this is Barney." And when Wise find out, it's me that'll get blamed. So, why don't both sides put just one man out in the field and agree as out whichever on them losses? Fellas like on his team men all bow down and yield, and leave all them on t'other side to be bosses. Well, Philistines were laughing. They'd got Goliath agath, and about him they hadn't got the doubts at all. They reckoned it was certain that nobody could bar his path. No wonder, he were a bone 6 cubits tall. When Israelis saw him, they thought they hadn't got a chance. "He's invincible," they said, "and that's the truth." But young David says, "Don't worry, lads, I'll lead yon chap a dance, even though I know I'm not but just a youth." Goliath looked at David and says, "Hold on, this ain't right. We ain't come all this way just for a lark. There's all these folks stood waiting to see a proper fight, and I can't expect a bear to do men's work." He shouted and he bawled out in a voice so deep, and he waved about his sword and his spear. But David had chased bears and lions for his sheep, so he reckoned that he'd not so much to fear. It were plain to see Goliath were a giant among men. Young David didn't come much upon his knees, but he puts a stone in his sling, he swung it round, and then he smacked Goliath right between his ears. Goliath dropped off lower, the Philistines all fled. No question about young David being winner. So Israelis give their champion a friendly pat on the head, and everybody went to him for the dinner.